Listen to part of a conversation between two college students.
Could we stop for a few minutes before we go over chapter 5? I'm going to need extra energy to get through that one.
Why? The first four chapters went really fast.
I know, but the professor said that the test would go up through chapter 5, and that's the one I understand least. My notes from that day are a mess. Circles made of broken lines, the word Gestalt in big letters, complete confusion.
Okay, well, let's start with the broken lines. They're supposed to be an illustration of the principle of closure, the idea that your brain doesn't take in information in exactly the same way that your eyes see it. I mean, it's not like your eyes are a camera and your brain just sees the photograph it takes. The point is that your brain perceives more than your eyes actually see. Imagine individual broken lines in the shape of a circle. Your brain perceives them to be a circle, even though the shape isn't complete. Your brain fills in the empty spaces because it wants to see a familiar, complete pattern.
Oh, I get it. Our brains close the spaces in the circle. Closure. So, is closure the same thing as Gestalt?
Well, closure is part of Gestalt. It's one of the five principles that try to explain how the brain organizes the information it perceives.
Hmm. Do you think that the other four principles will be on the test?
Probably, since they're all in Chapter 5. We'd better go over all of them.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right. But let's go get something to eat before we do the rest, okay? Otherwise, I don't think my brain will be able to perceive anything.
Sure, let's go.